clarify the question?
Oh, that's great, but in the, okay.
I so moved.
Okay.
Second.
Fred,
I'm listening.
We seem to be sort of breaking even, but I understand there are massive new personnel cuts coming along. Could you address that?
That's a management function. I really can't address that. I'm not privy to those that information. I'm not privy to the negotiations that have been taking place and what the outcome is.
Just say no.
All right,
Jesus.
So we'll move on. Personnel's next.
I never met him.
Personnel.
Can I?
Maybe you do. Yes.
Can I just ask? Did we already cover the finance motion about Spanish language program?
We haven't covered.
Outreach?
Yes. We've been every corner of the city recruiting people to go to the station and answer the phone. KPFA outreach committee, we made food going to downtown LA on two occasions to serve the Black Lives Matter and recruiting people to come to the station and answer the phone. Something is missing. Something is missing, you know. When Fernando was in charge of the, you know, news department, the news department were in every corner of the city reporting from there. Now it's 15 minutes news. It's not on the different action, different demonstration. They don't recruit people to the station to bring money. That's missing. Something has to be done, you know, to bring people to the station. Believe it or not, I don't know the people. KPFK were reporting from LACC, Valley College, you know, Calistate, LA here. Where is it? It's missing. It's
nowhere.
Missing. Over. So please, one thing we have to do, most of the program has to be heard on different corners of the city. An outreach committee, we are going to have a meeting Thursday at 7:30 at the station and invite people to come to the station and help the station, you know, to answer the phone.
Thank you.
Programming oversight?
Yeah, we had a brief meeting and we have a motion left over, so we didn't come up with any new business. We're looking at disclosure statements and possibly surveys, but we don't have anything actionable except from the previous old business.
Thank you. Charles,
do you want to read the motion?
Yeah, I could do that.
Are the motions down below?
Yeah, the motions are below on the old business. But I could bring up the motion
now.
We'll
get to that. No, old business.
Okay. Old business. All right. Old business.
Yeah. We'll leave it to old business.
Governance?
I'm just, I usually don't talk because governance is too much into stuff, but realistically, I really would, it's a plea that we stop using the governance committee as the dumping ground for things that should be handled in other committees.
Thank you.
And our committee did vote something down this week, not to add to the agenda, but of course we keep on bringing things back if we don't get the response we like, or if we just don't address it in our committee in a timely basis and at the end of the month, and they can maybe slide it onto the agenda at the last minute. Yeah, I don't think you're going to change, because that's the Pacifica way, is to do things without forethought or reflection, but I'm just voicing it. And on a more positive note, we had an event in the parking lot about a month ago that was called a town hall, and I think it probably was a very positive thing. I'm not critiquing that. But it was organized by the station in the parking lot, I think, and was not on the calendar, and it did not involve in an official way the LSB. The Pacifica bylaws requires, as a duty of the LSB, and there's a motion coming for that, that we put on two true LSB-driven town halls. And my encouragement in the motion is to assemble some of us who will do that, not in a parking lot and not in the same places we already go all the time, and try to think that we have a valley, we have South Bays, we have downtown, we have other places, and there's farmers markets and other nice parks going on. Why can't we start meeting the rest of the public somewhere? Talk about the 1% versus the 99%. I'm for the 99% of the listeners who don't know us from a hole in the wall or have left us if they have heard of us. So I'm going to hope that a variety of us with a desire to do more diverse outreach in the greater LA area will get together, see if we can do this between two of them between year in. That would take care of a governance pitfall. That's all.
Okay, great. Thank you. We'll see.
That's fine.
Time to make it. Old business.
You got 2 minutes and a half if you wish on this.
Yeah. Old business. Why don't we move on? First motion is Ed Qualities. Whose motion is this? Spanish language.
Yeah, there's a program oversight. It's actually a similar motion from finance.
Whereas KPFK has suffered from persistent and continuous decline in listenership and revenue for the past 2 years, and whereas programming changes must be done in a fair and collaborative and respectful manner to provide quality programming as mandated by Pacifica Bylaws Article 7, Section 3. And whereas new programming should be shown to be a proven potential benefit to KPFK listenership, membership, revenue, and achievement of Pacifica mission statement before it is granted a major broadcast position. Therefore, the KPFK LSB requests the general manager work cooperatively with the interim program director to 1. Vet the quality of the proposed new Spanish language program before it is broadcast, and 2. Consider in their deliberations alternative placement and the most appropriate times for the new programming, and 3. Discuss with current programmers affected by the additional 5 hours of Spanish language programming where best to reschedule their shows during the broadcast day, and 4. Announce the new schedules for current and replacement shows on the air both during the current time slots and new times, and at other times during the day and the week for 1 month prior to the change.
Second.
Yes.
Call the question.
Any discussion? Call the question. No, great. All right, all those in favor?
Nice.
Yeah.
Steve, everybody awake?
Okay. All in favor of this motion that Charles Fredericks is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. All opposed.
Lila, you got your hand up.
Can't vote twice. I got it.
Michael.
1.
Okay.
Any abstentions? 1, 2, 3. Motion passes 14-1 with motion carries 14-1 with 3 abstentions.
Okay, next motion, Spanish language programming. Is that Grace?
How come there are no pages on these?
Page number 10.
You're at the bottom.
Page 10, guys. Okay. Page 10.
All right, I'll just read this. In keeping with our duties as described in the bylaws, quote below, and keeping with our responsibility as the Finance Committee to weigh in on actions that will affect KPFK finances, the Finance Committee proposes the following motion. Whereas KPFK and Pacifica are in serious financial straits, the LSB urges the KPFK GM to estimate future income from the replacement of current programming in the Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 p.m. time slot with Spanish language programming. And if the result shows a probable drop in income, to postpone implementing this programming change until it can be shown to improve our finances rather than depressing them. And then the bylaws citation is Article 7, Local Station Board, Section 3, Special Powers and Duties, Point G, to work with station management to ensure that station programming fulfills the purposes of the foundation and is responsive to the diverse needs of the listeners, demographic, and communities geographic served by the station, and that station policies and procedures for making programming decisions and for programming evaluations are working in a fair, collaborative, and respectful manner to provide quality programming.
Did you say 8 to 9 p.m.? Is that what you said?
Yes. Now,
or do you mean 8 a.m. to 9 p.m.?
What Madam
do you
Chair, mean? Can we have
an hour? Can we? I think this needs to be modified because I believe that the Spanish language programming has already been put in that slot.
8 to 9.
So,
that is 8 a.m. to 9
p.m.
I think it still holds. The wording is still appropriate.
No, it needs to be cleared up.
Reading it over, I think I'll just read that sentence again. Whereas KPFK and Pacific are in serious financial straits, the LSB urges the KPFK GM to estimate the future income from the replacement of current programming in the Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 p.m. time slot. Anyway, I think it still is still appropriate without a change in wording.
Yeah, okay.
Discussion.
Any discussion? Michael?
Yeah, I don't think you make a program decision based on this fact. I think that in particular, Spanish speaking audience is an audience that, under the current socioeconomic conditions in this city, has a lower income than some other communities, and therefore trying to impose a financial requirement on that programming is particularly discriminatory.
Thank you. I'm sorry, I don't know what the deck is, but I'm just going to call it. Okay, Charles, Jan, Fernando, Ken.
I'm not aware that we have placed a similar financial requirement to prove the ability to perform financially before a program went on the air that has been used previously with any other program. And also I would go further to say that would be a very difficult statistical thing to do. Going back to Steve's survey, we can ask people generally in general terms what it is that they prefer and are willing to support. But coming up with an exact, idea of how much money a program is likely to make before it goes on the air, I think is a prohibitive and discriminatory. I would agree.
Thank you,
Jim.
I think it's really important. I think it's really important that we have Spanish language programming. However, I think it's also really important that we survive and to have any kind of programming. And at the rate we're going, the station is not going to survive unless it has an income stream that is going to be sufficient. And so we have to build audiences for programs. So instead of just saying, okay, we're going to unilaterally change whole strips of programming without building audiences, as one motion said, letting people know and so forth, and maybe having them an hour and then expanding them to another day when they build an audience. So I think it's important that we think about, it's ultra important at this point in our history to think about income streams. We can't just say, oh, well, let's just change this to be, to have the kind of program that I think we should have. Because if we don't have the kind of programming that is going to bring us enough money to pay the payroll, we are going to have no station, we're going to have no Spanish language program, we're going to have no, any kind of program. So right now we need to think about finances more than we needed to think about them 5 years ago. Very much more.
Thank you. Well, we're on time for this motion.
Nine minutes into it, we've got 6 more minutes for the entire
segment. So we're going to have to move it along.
Yeah.
So we have about 1 minute on this segment. About a minute.
Who's next?
Fernando. That's 1 minute. Fernando, Ken, and
Steve,
and then we're
going to
have to...
Well, last time I checked, the Pacifica Mission, they had a two-pronged approach. One of them was to make sure that the talents of the community, whether it's poetry or music or other talents, were expressed, especially talents that were not incorporated in other medium, especially in other radio stations. And the second one was to look into the roots and the causes of conflict in order to create an open dialogue and debate and understanding over warfare and stop militarism and create peace. Now, how this translates into selling the airtime to those who can buy it, like we do with the democratic system in the United States, only those who can buy the officers of the law, those who can campaign with billions of dollars, can only be chosen by the people, by the powers that be. Or my point is here, what happened with the Pacific Commission and all this emphasis on money?
Well,
you
have to pay the bills.
You
gotta pay the lights.
Yeah, money dollars. Get all the Pacifica and the American American body.
Come on, guys. Let's be respectful of each other. No cross talk. Let's keep it down. Ken and then Steve, and this segment's over.
This is a motion from finance, which is concerned about the bottom line. But I just wanted to correct one thing Michael's saying. I don't believe this motion or the previous one was directing what programming should occur or what goes on the air. It was asking management to pay attention to what they're doing and vet the programs before they put them on the air, as has been done traditionally at that station, where you can stream programs and see if they have an audience before you dedicate them to the very, very valuable airtime we have. It's not the LSB that's choosing it. We're asking management to do it responsibly.
And what Republican? Donald Trump or your man?
Who was Steve?
Yeah. Well, first I'd like to address what Fernando said. I think we have three major stakeholders in the KPF community. It started off with the artists and the musicians to give them a forum for alternative culture. And then when we went into the Vietnam War era, we had the more politically adept and focused who are, I think they're represented here with the Grassroots Coalition. And we have a third group, people that can't that get information here that can't get it elsewhere. Now, if you look at those three stakeholders, the artists and the musicians never have any money. The working class have some money, but probably not a lot of disposable income. But that third group has disposable income, and usually they don't have time. So they come to us for information they can't get elsewhere, and we need to furnish it to them because they are the ones that will finance us. It's not a discriminatory issue, and I'd like to address what Michael said on that. I think it's rather discriminatory in the first place that all of a sudden we need 5 more hours of Spanish programming because it's the whim of Lydia Brazón.
Thank you.
I think
so.
Thank you.
Okay.
And I just don't think 5 more hours
no
will really
serve.
Okay,
especially by board members. No clapping. Seriously. Okay, time on that segment. So, Mr. Secretary, let's take a vote.
Okay. All in favor of the finance motion, Spanish language programming changes.
I'd like to amend the motion.
Is it possible?
The motion was never made in the finance committee.
Hello?
To begin with.
Is it possible to order offer a substitute motion?
No. Point this.
Point of order.
The time is Sharon's the chair. Out. Sharon's the chair, please.
Okay. Sorry.
You're win, Sharon.
I sit here and someone who is quiet. You all are in order. All right, Charles, you wanted to know if we can...
Is it possible to offer a substitute motion at this point?
Yes.
A point of order. Time is called.
We have to extend time.
Time is called. When time is called on an event.
We have to extend time if we're going to have a substitute motion. So a motion to extend time?
1 minute.
Yes.
Second.
All in
favor?
Yeah.
Aye.
1 minute.
I would like to offer a substitute motion, which would be to direct the GM to make the additional 5 hours of Spanish language programming be bilingual.
Oh, no,
you
can't do that.
That'll be easy.
I mean, yes, it's recommended. To recommend that she, that if you want to do it along with, you know, the concern about the finances, that we recommend.
How about
that
Mandarin? Mandarin, I think, would be good.
We recommend that it be bilingual.
What are the two languages?
We have to extend further. You want
20 seconds.
Dialogue and Mandarin. There's a second.
And I call a question on that.
No, there's a second.
Okay, let's discuss it.
I discussed, like, we just went through 5 or 6 minutes or 10 minutes of discussion on the motion, and the last minute you throw it out and come in with a substitute motion. So I object to that because we don't have time to discuss your substitute motion.
Oh, Jonathan.
I move to amend this motion. Hopefully it will be accepted friendly.
Point of order.
Where it says that the LSB urges the KPFK GM to estimate future income from the replacement of current programming, have that change to increased listenership.
How do you measure that? That's impossible to measure. At least the other one has a hope.
Believe it or not, we want increased listenership. Okay? Because for every 10 listeners, you get one donation. And so something like Tom Hartman, because we don't have good management going on right now, doesn't raise us any money, but he's extremely popular. Yeah. Done properly, a good show will increase donations to the other shows. Again, a show like Jimmy Dore, it can make money when pitched, but you have to do something. You have to have some management. We don't have senior producers anymore either, because we have too many fund drives to have senior producers. So I'd like to move
to postpone this motion because, you know, I can see that there, a lot of discussion is needed on it. Postpone
to
the
next
meeting.
Postpone.
All those in favor?
Postpone to the next meeting.
Yes, the next meeting.
All opposed? Okay, motion carries.
Okay, so motion carries to postpone to the next meeting. Thank you. Okay, next motion. Governance committee.
Okay, this is a carry-on of a, obviously turned out to be an unpopular thing we passed a few months ago, where we're changed our hardship policy, and it is more restrictive. We passed the motion, but we did not complete the additional step of selecting 2 or 4 members of the LSD to serve on the Hardship Waiver Task Force, where they would coordinate with the LES as to various applications for waivering that comes in. So I think we may need to amend this because where I originally framed it to be part of the 2016 election cycle, I believe membership and voting rights for that cycle were established by the end of June 30th. So this would not probably make any sense at this point. But if we do keep the policy in place, we probably would want a people who are serving in that role going forward as different things come in. So I'm asking if I'll read it now, perhaps we could take out the phrase for the 2016 local station board election and allow it to simply be, we're creating this group. Here it goes. Whereas the KPFK LSB passed an amended version of the 2007 KPFK hardship waiver policy on June 9th, 2016, and the amended policy mandates the creation of a hardship waiver task force consisting of at least 2 LSB members selected by majority vote or SPV if contested. Therefore, we move that the LSB nominate and elect at least 2 LSB members to fulfill the duties of that task force. And I would put a period there with your permission. And I attached a copy of the waiver policy.
Just a question on this. This would be for elections in 2019.
Whenever
it would
be.
So, do we need to address this now?
We can drop it now. We did adopt the policy that we would review we would limit incoming requests for the waiver on a monthly basis. So there's sort of, but I don't know if we need to be looking at that even as they come in. So I'm happy with withdrawing it if you find it moot at this point.
Good.
Okay. And I just withdraw. Do we have to vote or
no? You can just withdraw.
You can postpone it.
Postpone it.
Postpone
it.
When?
But then
we
have to
address
the election coming up.
Postpone
until
next year.
We table it.
We don't
have election.
Table till next year. How about
that?
You can't table to a time certain. So
it wouldn't apply to this year's election anyway.
Yeah, wouldn't apply to it.
Postpone to next election season.
Yes. Okay, that makes sense. Thank you.
Good.
Okay, perfect. Okay, new business. Fundraising. Page 13.
That's requesting the general manager to provide the notice of contact information for our outreach to previous that requests the general manager to provide the names and contact information so that we can do our outreach to LAC members.
So. Is this to the fundraising committee?
Yeah. Okay, then you want to vote on that?
This is just for the celebrities?
No. This is the first one was for the celebrities. Actually, we didn't think we could get the celebrities. Roberta rewrote she asked me to tell her what the motions were, and then she put that in. I don't think we're going to get the information on the celebrities. We just want the names of the celebrities. So let's just take out... Just
take out celebrities.
Just take out contact information.
Information of who supported the station.
There's another one for that. So let's take out the contact information. We just want the names of the celebrities. Okay?
Names of celebrities. Okay.
What good is that without contact information?
We can get the contact information from
Zach.
Okay.
You know, sometimes
you want to add words to the fundraising committee?
People at the station that day.
Well, we'll find out. Do you want to get their names and then we can deal with it, okay? You can try to figure out who can help us with that, okay? All right, so can we just vote to do that?
Dorothy, do you want to add the word to the fundraising committee?
All right.
It says fundraising committee in the first word.
Yeah.
Okay. So
you just vote on this?
Vote on this. Okay.
Oh. Anybody object to asking for the names of the celebrities? Okay,
so I took out the three words, and contact information.
And contact information.
Right, so it says the names of celebrities. Okay, all in favor of the fundraiser? Passed by consensus?
Yes. All right. The second one is to ask the general manager to give us the contact information for the LAC members. Anybody
page 14?
Yeah. Anybody object to that one?
Well, I second it.
Okay. All in favor?
Hey, you're not sure.
Discussion?
Names and contact information includes email, I assume.
Right.
Do you want to
whatever email, whatever they have.
If they have.
They don't always have email, especially for the last members.
I want to just make a friendly amendment. Which will be kept private by the fund, by the committee.
We know that.
No, I don't. You may
know
that.
I'd like it in writing. I accept that.
Yes.
Fine.
We'll be maintaining confidence.
Yeah, I think they're not going to let us do it except in the building anyway.
So, okay. So you add confidentiality into this motion.
All right, and then the last one was the...
did we pass this?
Okay, so we're on page 14.
14.
14, guys.
We're on 15.
Sorry.
Back to 14,
and we're just going to put and keep confidential.
Which will be maintained in confidence.
Right.
What do you have, Mr. Secretary? Can you...
At the end of the first sentence.
Yeah.
Which will be maintained in confidence.
Which will be maintained in confidence. Mm-hmm.
Okay, any objections to this motion? Okay, by consensus, motion passes. Page 15.
All right, the last one is that we will use Steve's list of potential topics of interest, and that we'll go to Mark Torres. Now, Bella had agreed to work on that.
To see what we have in the archives.
Yes. Yeah, Bella or whoever, someone worked with Mark Torres to put together these premium packages.
Because the archives are a separate division of Pacifica, it's just not up to. I believe you have to involve the ED in this.
Right.
So
they're in the same. Well, they've already. Torres has already agreed to it. You know, I mean.
Does he have?
He's the director.
First of all, this is something I do all the time.
He's the director.
I'm not sure if he had this emotion. It's probably going on right now because we're in fun drive. We always come up with packages.
Does he have the authority as the director of the archives as to their disposition, or does that go through national?
No. We pay
like $3 for each thing that he gives us. I don't know how big they are.
But barely even can come from the archives. We just decide what premiums we want.
Okay, any other discussion? Any objection? Okay, by consensus, motion passes. Roberta Eitman.
Okay,
second
this is
Monday of every month.
Yeah, this is just what I briefly agree in my minutes recording the idea that we do have to put on two town halls, that is doable between now and year end. So I'll read it. Article 7, Local Station Board, Section 3, specific powers and duties of Pacifica bylaws, imposes the following responsibility on a local station board. Section 8, to conduct, quote, town hall style meetings at least twice a year devoted to hearing listeners' views, needs, and concerns. Therefore, in order to fulfill this requirement and form closer ties to the community, be it resolved that the LSB select or appoint a task force of two or more members to accomplish this goal, which is, to conduct the two mandated town halls in different parts of the Signal area, serving different demographics before the end of the Corn Bird Board term in December. The town halls are to be promoted at the station website, social media, and local print. To maximize attendance, priority should be given to locations that are popular with the public, inviting, and where outreach has been limited.
Second.
Any discussion?
Okay.
Well, briefly, we did actually pass this earlier in the year on my motion, and I tried to convene a task force committee. We sent around the sign-up sheet, and several people volunteered from the public as well. I was not able ever to get the committee to meet. I tried two or three times, but I certainly am willing to try again along with you. So just so you're aware that we did attempt to do it about 3 months ago.
Fernando?
This is extremely important, and I totally appreciate the fact that we're revisiting the subject. You realized of the logistical challenges that we face when we approve some of this. I mean, let's not approve something that we're not willing to go through with it. If you're talking about something like Dina, Riverside, San Diego, Orange County, Santa Barbara, just to name a few, how do we get this done? I mean, it will take certain people to take their time, stop what they're doing, go over there and organize at the local level with the local people and have a venue in place and do all that it takes to carry it through and to make it happen successfully. I wonder if when you put this thing on a piece of paper, you're also thinking about who will do this and how we're going to make it happen.
It seems that we've already had.
We're almost at two guys.
I think I'm finished.
We set an
two.
Time
two.
Certain.
Two minutes, yeah.
Well, I'll be quick. We've done two town hall meetings already in the parking lot at KBFK.
And we've got a town halls.
Pardon me?
Those were not LSB town halls.
I'd like to call the question.
Well, somebody, may I finish my point? Somebody's been calling these town halls. I don't know what dimension. I think this is too vague. And like Fernando says, it takes a lot of work to put it in these areas, and we got 130 days left in the year. So to put in two sort of massive things like this, I just don't think this is appropriate.
I'd like to speak to Fernando and Steve's objections. I think that we need to think about this differently. We should look at the people that the LSB the two-member task force or more, and as being the central coordinators for people who would enlist people in communities to become the captains of organizing a town hall in their community. And in that way, we can amplify the ability to do outreach to different areas and not think about it as, you know, that whole entire responsibility falls upon the one or two or three members of this committee.
I think it's good to have these, but what is a town hall?
It's 2 p.m., guys.
It's like an open forum.
So, do we want to make a motion? Do we want to extend and try to get to this motion?
Just to answer these questions.
I think it's a great idea. Would you like to visit?
To adjourn?
Point of discussion. You have one motion.
Point of order. If we're at time, the motion on the floor still has to be voted on, which is the motion for the town hall. Just to answer Steve's question, the town hall is mandated so that the station board and the management can listen to input from the listeners about what they want to hear on the air.
Right. And it would be you.
No, I'm all in favor of it.
I'd like one more motion on this agenda. I'd like to extend for 5 minutes just to finish off this one last motion.
5 minutes it is.
Second.
All those in favor?
Okay, so we have to vote on this.
Okay, so I move to table this for the next meeting. This motion.
No, that if we table it, you're never going to have it at all. It's already, we've been 6 months into 9 months into the year. It's only 3 months left.
I still want to table it.
I call the question on this motion.
Is that superior to the motion to table?
Yeah,
it's superior to make it a vote.
Okay, so all those in favor of calling a question?
All those in favor of the motion.
Which motion?
Town halls.
All those in favor of the town hall?
Okay, all in favor of the governance motion. The LSPA to form and appoint a task force to conduct the town halls, which means we have to appoint the members also.
We don't have to appoint them this meeting.
And ask two of them how long.
Raise your hands.
All those in favor
to do what?
To form and appoint a task force to conduct town halls.
Yes.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. All opposed?
They don't have to be LSB members. Any abstentions?
Any abstentions?
One, two. All right, motion carries.
One more motion.
Last motion.
I'll read this. I want to thank Alan B. for bringing this up.
It's loud.
Okay, sorry. I want to thank Alan B., who's on the governance committee, for bringing this up. And it's a motion to form a strategic planning committee.
Yes.
Normally, I would consider that it probably should be a finance committee, but it's not specifically stated to be in part of the finance committee duties, either on the national level, in the bylaws, and we really need to do strategic planning to figure out how to improve income. So this is just a motion that you can read on page 17 to form a strategic planning committee.
You
want to
read it?
Yeah, I'll read it. Whereas Station currently facing a severe financial crisis requiring a lowering of expenses and or increase in income, and whereas the advisory committee incidental to the usual day-to-day functioning of the station are not sufficient to meet this crisis, therefore be resolved in accordance with Article 7, Section 10 of the Pacifica Bylaws that the LSB hereby creates an advisory committee to develop imaginative ideas and short, medium, and long-term plans for augmenting station income and the general improvement of the station. The advisory committee shall be known as the Strategic Planning Committee, and further, it is understood that when the financial crisis is over and normal advisory committee functions may be resumed, the Strategic Planning Committee will recommend its own dissolution with its functions restored to the Finance Advisory Committee.
I just have one question on this as far as how you're going to measure when we're out of time. The CFO maybe for working with
I think we should worry about that when that good day happens.
Why do we need to have it disappear?
Yeah.
Why are they going to be just there?
Terrible and frozen over.
I want to ask if this is going to be in coordination with the fundraising committee or in opposition to the fundraising committee or what?
It's not in opposition at all to the fundraising committee. This is meant to improve the income generated by the station itself. It doesn't have to do with external fundraising or board fundraising. It has to do with strategic planning such that would improve the operations of the station so that the station itself is increasing its revenue.
Why do you call it to disappear, though? Why the last three lines?
If you'd like to make an amendment to strike those lines, go ahead.
I move to strike the last three lines.
Okay, call the question.
Okay.
Call the question. Great.
I second Steve's amendment.
All those in favor of the amendment?
Strike the last three lines.
Strike the lines.
The last three lines.
Okay.
The maker of the motion.
Okay.
All those opposed? It carries. Motion carries. So let's vote on the motion.
Call the question on the motion.
All in favor of the governance motion to create a strategic planning committee? Raise your hand.
As
amended.
Yeah.
Everybody's involved.
Everyone.
One. As amended, Frendel.
Okay.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. I'm guessing you're voting for it also, Grace.
Okay.
15.
Okay.
I'm going to volunteer to convene this committee, so if you want to be part of it, just email me, please.
All the opposition and Fernando abstaining. One abstaining.
Anyone opposed? I'm sorry. Anyone other than Fernando abstaining?
No, one abstaining. Okay. Thank you, guys.
Be here, guys.
We did it all.